I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies, and occasionally an author interview. Janine Hall Gailey is the poet laureate of Redmond, Washington. She has written several volumes of poetry, and her latest is Unexplained Fevers, which connects the mistreatment of women in fairy tales with struggles of women today. Her work has been featured on NPR's The Writer's Almanac, Verse Daily, and in the year's Best Fantasy and Horror. Her poems have appeared in journals such as the Iowa Review, American Poetry Review, and Prairie Schooner. She volunteers as an editorial consultant for Crab Creek Review. She currently teaches part-time at the MFA program of National University, which is how and where I met her. She was my master's thesis advisor. Janine, welcome to Likely Stories. I'd like to start with you reading one of my favorite poems from Unexplained Fevers, I Like the Quiet, Rapunzel.
Sure, no problem. Solitude, my solace, wrapped around me like layers of golden hair. Stacks of books, and I can sing as loud as I please all day and night. In sleep, I kick and snore during the day, delight in eating nothing but radishes and lime leaf tea. Who says I need a partner to dance? Here in this tower, I am mistress of all. The reindeer, the knight's armor teetering in the corner, various discarded disguises, crowns, crumbs, and bones. Will you rescue me? What kingdom will replace my bounty of leisure? What tether of care and nurture do you wish to rope my neck with?
I once heard W.S. Merwin say he hated the question, what does this poem mean? How do you respond when asked that question?
You know, I always say the poem has one set of meanings for the person who writes it and another set of meanings for the reader. I think, and so if we try to direct our poem and say, it's going to mean this, then you lose the kind of magic, you know, that happens between writing and reading and between the subconscious and the conscious. So I try not to ever say, hey, this is exactly what this poem means. I know what I tried to write about, but I don't know what the reader, they might be getting layers out of it that I might not have known about.
Which poets influenced you the most?
I love a ton of poets. I'm always worried when I answer this question that I'm going to leave out some really important poets that influenced me. But I would say early on, especially Margaret Atwood and Louise Gluck, Dorian Lowe, Denise Duhamel, maybe a little T.S. Eliot and H.D. in there from early readings, maybe a little Emily Dickinson and the St. Vincent Millay. So a lot of people, and probably a lot of other poetry books that I read along the way, especially there's this really good textbook by X.J. Kennedy called Introduction to Poetry. I had my mother's 1969 version. That's what I grew up reading.
Can you name a poem you wish you'd written?
One of my favorite poems was Lewis Simpson's My Father in the Night Commanding No. It's just wonderful. I don't think I could write it because it's, for one, from a male point of view, and for two, I don't think I have Lewis Simpson's background, but it's this fantastic, surreal poem about the modern suburban family that I just think is so fantastic. Every time I read it, I wish I could write something like that.
Thanks, Janine. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you would like to hear the entire conversation with Janine Hall Gailey, you'll find it at kwbu.org.